and wanted to give a little bit more time to Pierre Joseph. He, not just because he's been getting short shrift, but because we want to get back to get through our discussion of the economy that his thoughts stimulated, spawned, and in order to, you know, actually keep reading what is property. He's a very interesting man, and our thought process, if we were indeed living in a free society, you know, he and others like him would be the jumping off place. We're here to synthesize in advance our ancestors' gifts. And we are on the verge of, we are about to be doing that. Because we are about to be getting free. It is an exciting time. Let's get busy and hurry it forward, please, please. We are examining in what sense the economy is ideology used to anesthetize, especially those of us whose bodies are for the moment kept well fed. Free, how it's used to freeze our hearts and steal our minds. And by steal our minds, I mean that our minds are forced to adopt the thoughts given by the state that has command of us. But once we see with a new lens, the lens of freedom, see with the new thoughts that compose it, the state no longer owns us, right? When we're, as I speak, multiplying the numbers of folks who are not owned. The economy as anesthetic, part two. It may be helpful to look at the economy from Nicholas seat and view it from the perspective of energy conservancy with an energy yardstick, his energy way of seeing both what work is being done in the economy and the implications of the kinds of disparities and imbalances that are being created as a result of the class system. And of course, as we've seen, the energy inefficiency of force is obscene. And factoring in its essential parasitism, as well as recalling the principle of energy conservation, that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only altered from one form to another, to recognize as con what the power guys call the economy. Nicholas' point is that we need balance, that there's no something for nothing when it comes to energy allocations. A system based on continuous increase, as Proudhon puts it, a continuous increase that is hustled away from us, the source of it. And let me comment for a sec. And now, with our freedom calling, can we also see Prince's point? It don't matter where it went. I don't really care what y'all be doing. What matters is our gift for making abundance that these poor power obsessed have been sitting on generation after generation. Whatever these guys stole, we'll replenish tenfold out the gate like a young colt giddy with the smell of spring. Finally, at long last, let's forget about where their money is hoarded and take in that whiff of freedom and sleeping in and staring as long as we want at whatever is stoking our fire at the time. No rush. We have our own lives in our own hands. That, sisters and brothers, is the authentic definition of wealth.